Authora Level Psychology, Authority, Milgram and Bacchiaro, Study Guide Podcast Episode. Hello, and welcome to your OCR A-Level Psychology Study Guide Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most fascinating, controversial, and exam-critical topics in the entire specification, authority. Specifically, we're going to explore two landmark studies, Stanley Milgram's 1963 Obedience Experiment and Bacchiaro and colleagues' 2012 study on disobedience and whistleblowing. By the end of this episode, you'll have a rock-solid understanding of both studies, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for, and you'll have the key statistics and evaluation points locked in your memory. Whether you're revising for your mock or the real thing, this episode's going to give you a serious edge, so grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with Milgram. In 1963, Stanley Milgram, a psychologist at Yale University in the United States, set out to answer a deeply troubling question. Could ordinary people be persuaded by an authority figure to harm an innocent stranger? His research was partly inspired by the atrocities of the Second World War and the trial of Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann, who claimed he was simply following orders. Here's how the study worked. 40 male participants, aged between 20 and 50, were recruited through a newspaper advertisement. They were told they were taking part in a study about memory and learning. When they arrived at Yale, each participant met another person who was actually a Confederate, meaning an actor working for Milgram. Through a rigged draw, the real participant was always assigned the role of teacher, while the Confederate became the learner. The learner was taken to a separate room and strapped to a chair with electrodes attached. The teacher sat in front of an impressive-looking shock generator, a machine with 30 switches ranging from 15 volts, labeled slight shock, all the way up to 450 volts, labeled XXXX, danger, severe shock. The teacher's job was to read out word pairs, test the learner's memory, and administer an electric shock every time the learner gave a wrong answer, increasing the voltage with each mistake. Of course, no real shocks were ever given. The learner's responses, including cries of pain, demands to be released, and eventually ominous silence, were all pre-recorded. But the teacher didn't know that. As the voltage increased, many teachers became visibly distressed, sweating, trembling, and asking to stop. When they hesitated, the experimenter, dressed in a gray lab coat representing scientific authority, used one of four standardized verbal prods. These were, "Please continue." Then, "The experiment requires that you continue." Then, "It is absolutely essential that you continue." And finally, "You have no other choice. You must go on." Now, here are the numbers you absolutely must know for your exam. Before the study began, Milgram asked a group of psychiatrists to predict how many participants would go all the way to 450 volts. They estimated fewer than 1%, essentially no one. The actual result was shocking. 65% of participants, that's 26 out of 40, administered the maximum 450 volt shock. Every single participant went to at least 300 volts. Not one person stopped before that point. These findings stunned the psychological community and the world. Milgram explained his findings using the concept of the agentic state. He argued that when people are in the presence of a legitimate authority figure, they shift from an autonomous state, where they feel personally responsible for their actions, into an agentic state, where they see themselves as merely an instrument of someone else's will. This situational explanation is central to the social area of the OCR specification, which argues that behavior is shaped by the social context rather than by individual personality alone. Now let's move forward nearly 50 years to Bacchiaro and colleagues' 2012 study conducted at VU University Amsterdam in the Netherlands. Bacchiaro wanted to extend Milgram's work by examining not just obedience, but also two forms of resistance, disobedience and whistleblowing. These are crucially different, and examiners will specifically credit you for distinguishing between them. Here's the procedure. 149 undergraduate students participated. Each was met by a researcher, a Confederate, who explained that they were taking part in a study on sensory deprivation. The researcher then asked the participant to write a letter to other students, encouraging them to take part in the sensory deprivation study. Here's the twist. The researcher described the study in deeply alarming terms. Participants would be isolated, subjected to extreme conditions, and the risks were deliberately downplayed in the recruitment materials. The participant was essentially being asked to write a deceptive, potentially harmful letter to recruit vulnerable peers. Crucially, before leaving the room, the researcher pointed out a box labeled Ethics Committee. Participants were told they could, if they wished, report the study to the Ethics Board by placing a note in that box. This is the whistleblowing option, an active step to expose wrongdoing to a higher authority. So what happened? 76.5% of participants obeyed. They wrote the letter as instructed. 14.1% disobeyed. They refused to write the letter but did not report it either. And only 9.4% whistleblew. They actively reported the unethical request to the ethics committee. Write those three figures down, 76.5, 14.1, and 9.4. They are exam gold. Bocchiaro also ran a comparison group, a separate group of 138 students who were simply told about the scenario and asked to predict what they would do. Fascinatingly, this group massively underestimated obedience. They predicted that only 3.6% would comply, and 64% said they would whistleblow. This mirrors Milgram's psychiatric predictions and tells us something profound. Humans are very poor at predicting their own behavior under social pressure. We think we'd be heroes. The data suggests otherwise. Together, these two studies paint a powerful picture. Situational factors, the presence of authority, the context of a legitimate institution, the social pressure of the moment, exert enormous influence over human behavior, often overriding our moral values and our predictions about ourselves. Right, let's talk about what examiners actually want to see and the mistakes that cost students marks every year. First, the biggest mistake. Confusing Milgram's baseline 1963 study with his later variations, Milgram conducted over 20 variations, moving the study to a rundown office block, giving instructions by telephone, having the Confederate experimenter replaced by an ordinary person. These variations are separate studies. In your exam, unless the question specifically asks about variations, stick to the 1963 baseline. Examiners will not credit descriptions of variations as if they were the original study. Second mistake. When writing about Bocchiaro, candidates frequently muddle the comparison group with the experimental group. The comparison group predicted behavior. They didn't actually do anything. The experimental group actually participated. Keep them separate. Third mistake. Generic ethical evaluation. Writing Milgram's study was unethical because he deceived participants will earn you minimal marks. Examiners want you to reference specific BPS guidelines. You should say, Milgram breached the BPS guideline on protection from harm as participants showed signs of extreme psychological distress, trembling, sweating, and nervous laughter. He also undermined participants' right to withdraw because although participants could technically leave, the verbal prods created significant social pressure that made withdrawal feel impossible. Then, and this is what separates a level 3 from a level 4 answer, you should apply a cost-benefit analysis. Argue that the deception was justified because the insights gained into situational determinism of obedience were of enormous scientific and social value and could not have been obtained without it. Bocchiaro improved on Milgram ethically, participants were fully debriefed, the right to withdraw was emphasized, and no physical harm was involved, though deception was still used. For validity, remember this distinction. Internal validity refers to whether the study actually measured what it claimed to measure. Milgram's study has high internal validity because the procedure was tightly controlled. But ecological validity, whether the findings generalized to real-world settings, is more debatable. Milgram has low mundane realism. People don't normally administer electric shocks in real life. However, he has high experimental realism. Participants genuinely believe the situation was real, as evidenced by their visible distress. This is a sophisticated point that will earn you marks in evaluation questions. For 15-mark Section B essays, always use the point, evidence, explain, counterpoint structure. Make a claim, support it with specific data, explain the implication, then acknowledge the counterargument. Examiners are specifically instructed to reward balanced arguments. Time for a quick-fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What percentage of Milgram's participants went to the maximum 450 volts? The answer is 65%. Question 2. How many participants were in Bocchiaro's experimental group? 149. Question 3. What percentage of Bocchiaro's participants whistleblew? 9.4%. Question 4. Name two of Milgram's four verbal prods. Please continue and the experiment requires that you continue are two of them. Question 5. What is the agentic state? The psychological state in which a person sees themselves as an agent of an authority figure, reducing their sense of personal responsibility. Question 6. What BPS guideline did Milgram most clearly breach? Protection from harm and the right to withdraw. How did you do? If you missed any of those, go back and review that section of the guide. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered two essential studies for your OCR A-level psychology exam. Milgram in 1963 showed that 65% of ordinary people would administer potentially lethal electric shocks to a stranger when instructed by an authority figure in a prestigious academic setting. Bocchiaro in 2012 showed that even when given the explicit option to report unethical behavior, only 9.4% of participants chose to whistleblow. Both studies support the social area's core assumption that situational factors are powerful determinants of human behavior. For your exam, remember: site-specific statistics, name-specific ethical guidelines, distinguish between the study's procedures and findings, and always apply a cost-benefit analysis when evaluating ethics. In essay questions, be balanced. Acknowledge both the strengths and the limitations. You've got this. Keep revising, keep testing yourself, and good luck in your exams. See you in the next episode.